Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I think today's going to be fun. Brandon Ray, this new artist, who I think is fantastic. It's a song called Ends of the Earth, and Keith Urban sings background on it.
I go to the ends of the earth for you, to the moon and back like it ain't nothing new.
He's coming in to perform live today, so that'll be cool. I have seven foods that are scientifically proven to put you in a bad mood.
Oh.
So if you eat these, you could end up cranky. Number seven, anything canned.
Really?
Yeah.
No, oh, I thought canned vegetables were good for you.
They're better than non-vegetables.
Okay.
Number six, margarine or shortening.
I don't know what that is.
Like butter.
Fat.
I don't eat
like,
butter.
Yeah.
But not butter.
But not really butter. Yeah. Number five, fast food.
Oh, well, yeah. It makes you feel good for about 1 minute.
Yeah. It's like, I feel so good. I don't anymore. Mm-hmm. Number four. Number three, packaged sweets. Same thing. Artificial color, yeah. Artificial sugars. They just, you feel good for a second. Number two, cereals and snack bars because of the sugar overload.
Yeah, processed sugar galore.
It's all the stuff. It's mostly processed stuff. The processed stuff. That's why I was like, sugar is, we're going to find out, is worse than cigarettes. When I say sugar, I don't mean sugar in an apple, by the way.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's natural sugar.
Fructose.
I'm talking about processed sugar that we have in everything. Because it makes a chemical pop off in your brain. All of a sudden, your brain needs it again. And you're addicted to sugar. And we're having heart, lots of stuff.
So you're talking like Fun Dip.
Oh, gosh,
yeah,
that's all
I mean,
sugar.
That's
might
example.
Be the absolute worst thing you could possibly
yeah.
eat.
Man, I'll tell you what, I used to kill some Fun Dips. They were so good. Oh,
they are good. I would take the stick of sugar and put it into the sugar.
Oh, my goodness.
And then eat the stick.
And then I'd swig a Coke back after it. Like, have the stuff like fizz in your mouth.
Those were the days, huh?
I know.
The number one thing, diet drinks that put you in a bad mood.
So just go full?
I probably eat the bowl's full of sugar too, but yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
If you're going to do it.
I do think that now. I used to think, oh yeah, a diet drink is way better, but you might as well just
go regular.
If you're going to drink it, drink the regular.
Nah.
But I still, listen, I love soda.
Yeah.
Dude, your Mountain Dew days were crazy.
A 3 liter a day, easy.
Yeah.
I would go running and come back and down Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
You know my golden concoction, like how amazing I am with 2 Midol and a diet Mountain Dew? Oh my goodness, I feel so great if I take that concoction, but it's been years just because I can't let myself have that stuff.
Yeah, me too. If it's a celebratory dinner, I'll have a Coke.
Yeah.
And it burns so good. I would just imagine it's like if someone who quits smoking and then smokes again for the first
hurts
time.
Hurts the lungs again.
And it's like, oh, yeah. That's the feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, that's opposite from what I thought, but yeah, I got you.
Oh, you're not hurt.
I thought you'd be like, hurt. Oh.
That burn is just fantastic. Like a Coca-Cola burn. That's the best.
My kids call it spicy.
What?
They say that Coke makes it taste spicy.
Yeah.
Because I guess that's the burn.
Spice me up, baby.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Gordon Hartman's daughter, Morgan, was 12 years old. And he realized she would not be able to go to theme parks like other kids because she had autism. And the form of where the lights and sounds would affect her negatively. He realized a lot of the parents, they were dealing with the same struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So he built a theme park for her. Smaller, but it's called Morgan's Wonderland. It's ultra accessible. It's in San Antonio. And you can go in and kids can play and not have to worry about loud or the flashes. And it's still a fun playground type place.
Oh, wow.
With
that's
like
awesome
rides, and there are certain rides. If you don't want to ride, you stay away from them.
Yeah.
But yeah, he built that for his daughter, and other people in San Antonio are using it too.
Mm.
It's a cool thing, right?
Love it. Yeah.
I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Officials have confirmed that Russia did fly a military plane over Washington, D.C. yesterday. They said it was part of the Open Skies Treaty, so we knew about it. No need to worry. The winning Powerball numbers were drawn last night. They were 12, 30, 36, 47, 62, and the Powerball number was 9. Jackpot over $300 million. And finally, in weather news, Hurricane Franklin hit Mexico over 500 miles south of Texas. Its path is going to take all that rain across Mexico. It's not going to affect Texas at all.
How'd your day yesterday?
Man, pretty good. Ended up busier than I thought it was going to be. Woke up a little bit tired, but not as tired as you. Don't get me
wrong. I'm not going to. No. This wasn't about me.
I know it's not. I know it's not. But when sometimes when I think I'm tired, I'm like, Bobby did like a million things, so I need to stop.
I think, and a compliment or not, I think I'm now the Southwest Airlines version of Ryan Seacrest. Let me tell you what I'm about to do. Because he's like the rich version. He does all the big stuff. I have to do the show today, and I say this in a wonderful way, because like I said yesterday, I'm going to die, but I'm going to die doing something I love. And I might die early, but... So, yeah, it was long. I was in bed till, I was up till like midnight last night. Got up 3. But I have to fly. First of all, I go speak at a conference today as soon as the show's over. I fly to Los Angeles today. I fly back overnight tonight. I do the show. I fly back to California tomorrow, and I do 2 stand-up comedy shows on Southwest Airlines.
Well, that's crazy.
Like,
wow.
My boy Seacrest got a private jet. Me, I'm lucky if I'm A7. I do love it. I say that in the most lovingest way. But I wasn't about me, but I was thinking about that drive. And then I was like, you know, you get all the comparisons. The country Seacrest. And I'm like, I hate when they do that. But then I'm like,
wait a
you
second.
Know what? I'm kind of the Southwest Airlines, right? Not country.
Oh, yeah. You'll take that.
I said, you know that TV show? I was talking. One, I've got a TV show. It's almost done. We had a call yesterday. And now I'll get to announce it probably in the next 30, 45 days.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It's probably like 70% done. But there was another one that came to me and said, hey, will you do the show? We'd like for you to, you know, make a tape and send it to us because we really enjoy what you do. It's a kid's show, is what I can say. And so they called me yesterday and they said, okay, here's what we know. You're on the list. I'm never the guy that gets the show and the shows that I want. I'm always the guy that's on the list and it doesn't get to me. But sometimes I find out information that I'm not supposed to find out.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that, but you do.
They said, well, Kristen Bell turned it down. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
They're like, now we're on Queen Latifah. And I was like, oh, come on! So now I'm waiting for Latifah to turn it down, but I feel like I'm fourth or fifth on this list.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not like something big, but it's cool. It's kids. It's
if
a kids thing.
If you think it's cool, then yeah.
But the other show that I'm doing is not a kids thing. But anyway. Yeah, no, I mean.
You're so diverse.
It's really quite the opposite. I just kind of throw a bunch of stuff everywhere and see where it lands. Glad everybody's here, though. I mean, we're out, we're rocking, we're rolling. Lunchbox, you good, buddy?
I'm good, man. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, fresh haircut, looks like.
Yeah, I look good.
This guy comes in fresh.
Yeah.
Look at my Instagram. Look what Amy's wearing on her face today.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Time for your Thursday positivity. Tell me something good starts now.
Tell me something good.
Andrea Ramirez, looking forward to going to Disneyland. Family had been planning the trip for a year. She's 10 years old. She had been saving her money all year. She had saved $200 at 10 years old. Sadly, the house was burglarized. They took her money. They took the 10-year-old $200.
No. Rude.
I know. But.
Wrong.
The police in the neighborhood chipped in $1,000.
Whoa.
For the family.
What?
Yeah. With interest.
Yeah. That's a pretty good investment.
Yeah, so that's really cool by the, because the police have their own money.
Yeah.
They all chipped in. That's cool. Good for them. Amy, you're up.
To celebrate her best friend's last chemo treatment, this friend named Tara, she planned a surprise parade with friends and neighbors. So her friend Amy, when she walked out of her house on her way to her final chemo appointment, she was greeted by cheering loved ones holding signs on the street in her Ohio neighborhood.
Wow.
Her own little mini parade on her last day, because it's a big deal. Last day of treatment? Yeah.
Lunchbox.
A lot of people have always dreamed about swimming with the sharks. Well, the aquarium in Atlanta is doing a special thing where they're doing physical therapy for kids in the shark tank.
Well, that sounds not that safe. I hope I like it now. I hope it doesn't take a bad turn.
They might be good sharks.
Oh.
Yeah, they're good sharks.
Yeah. Not the mean ones.
I like it. It's fine sounding until it's not. I like it, though. I like it right now.
Sharks.
I like it.
It says whale sharks. That sounds like a big shark to me.
Are there killer sharks? What's the big shark?
Great white.
Great white.
That's Jaws.
They should put them in with those sharks Michael Phelps raced. The fake
ones.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This number's a little high. How many concerts do you go to a month? The average person goes to 2.
That's the average?
Wow.
Somebody's going more than that?
What?
So that means somebody's going more than that?
I mean, I might go to one every 6 months?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think it was that high. Lunchbox has been to a couple. You went to Tim and Faith.
Yep, and then I went to John Mayer. So I went to two in like 4 days.
And he sang his brains out at Tim and Faith, and someone was next to him recording him. Now, you're into that, dude.
I was crushing it.
Killing it. You don't even know they're there. That's just you being you.
I'm just living life and people are, you know, creeping on me.
Slow and steady run. The way it's supposed to be.
Dang, you hit the notes too. That's the thing.
Hey, on beat, on rhythm, everything.
Wow.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Glenn Campbell passed away on Tuesday, and the tribute shows are already hitting the airwaves. CMT Remembers Glenn Campbell debuts today, but don't worry if you can't catch it because it'll also air Friday at 7 p.m. and then Saturday at 8:30 a.m. And his music sales went up like a crazy amount.
Yeah, anybody that dies,
right?
Everybody wants to go and relive kind of what they experienced. And so you thought Prince and David Bowie. Yeah, but yeah, a lot. I looked at the country charts. It's a lot of Glenn Campbell.
Yeah, like a lot. Congratulations to George Strait. He's being given the Icon Award at the 11th Annual ACM Honors. Other honorees include Toby Keith, Kelsey Ballerini, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton. The show will air September 15th on CBS. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. A woman received three different citations after she decided she wanted to go back for her car keys after being rescued once. They had some flash flooding. Her car got stuck. The EMS fire trucks came, rescued her. They leave, and she's like, man, I need my car keys. So she went back in the water to get her keys and got swept away again.
Oh.
Had to be rescued a second time.
Oh, no. You think they lecture her while they're doing it? Like, she deserves a lecture, right?
Probably.
Like, everybody deserves to get saved. But sometimes when you get saved, you need a lecture if it's the second time.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Wow, but she's okay, right?
Yeah, like, she's okay. Good. She got her car keys.
All right.
Bobby Bones.
Let's play a game. Amy and Lunchbox, I'll give you a slogan. Tell me who it's for.
Oh, okay. Oh. I'm good at this, I bet.
Don't lose because you're out. Like, you miss it. Ready?
Oh, okay, so just...
Amy,
mm-hmm.
The slogan is "Have it your way."
That is Burger King.
Nice.
Wow. Shut up.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Breakfast of Champions.
Come on, guys. I'm on the box. Wheaties.
All right. There you go.
Oh.
Amy, think outside the bun.
Taco Bell.
Nice.
Shut up.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Keeps going and going and going.
Energizer Bunny.
Boom.
Dee, dee, dee.
Look at this guy.
Oh.
Amy.
Yeah.
Because you're worth it.
Okay, hold on. Because you're worth it. Because you're worth it.
The slogan is because you're worth it. What company are we talking about?
Oil of Olay.
Oh, no. Lunchbox to steal.
Dove.
Oh. No, it's L'Oreal.
We're on the right track.
Still in the game. Still in the game. The happiest place on earth, Amy.
Disney.
Yeah, I accept that. Disney World. I correct that. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Get the door. It's blank. Get the door. It's blank.
Get the door. It's Domino's.
Wow.
Nice work.
That was clutch.
Amy, the quicker picker upper.
Swiffer sweeper.
Ooh, sorry. Lunchbox for the win. I got your song ready. Lunchbox.
Yeah!
The quicker picker-upper.
Yeah! Bounty!
All that time, we can play to win, no matter what. I got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there! And they stay there!
And they stay there!
Nice yeah! win, buddy.
Yeah! And they stay there!
Dang, in your face.
Yeah!
Yeah, no.
Come on, you should know that about paper towels. You're a lady.
Wait, what?
Oh.
What does that mean?
Hi.
I don't, like, that's not even an insult because I don't get it.
Yeah, no, he's implying that I should know cleaning products.
No, because you do the shopping.
Oh. Why are you yelling at her?
Point was, oh,
no. He can't get a mode. Like, he's in... Our head producer, Morgan, in the glass room. I was talking to her last night on FaceTime. She was just going off on me. Not about me, but I just happened to be the person in the direction when she was going off. Apparently, a rock flew up and hit her windshield.
Oh, yeah.
And it cracked your windshield?
Yes, and it's like a 6-inch-long crack on my windshield.
That's my nickname at college.
Long crack?
Yeah, 6-inch-long crack, yeah. Hey, so you have a 6-inch-long crack. What kind of truck was it?
It was like a dump truck. And before you ask, no, I wasn't like riding its butt. It actually came over in my lane from the other lane, and when it moved over in front of me, that's when the rock hit.
So what's your question?
Are they liable for fixing it?
Okay, so do you have their license plate?
I have the company's phone number. They did not answer my calls yesterday.
That would be a good question to ask the listeners because I think someone would know the real answer.
Yeah.
My answer is, yeah, good luck. Because prove it. Like, that's the answer. Prove it. And is it going to be worth it when they say, I didn't do it, going to court?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't take it to court, but I hope they would be like, yeah, this has happened before. We'll help you out. I kind of don't think that's what's going to happen, though. I think I'm going to have to pay for a new windshield.
Yeah, prove it. That's probably what they'll say. And let me just say this about dump trucks. They throw rocks. Avoid them at all costs. If you see them and you either get around it quick or stay away from it, just get around. Because what happens is, as someone who worked in a dump truck for a while, because what I would do is I would do roof tear-offs. I wouldn't drive the dump truck, but I'd passenger. And we'd slap windows. You just knew you would. The grooves in the wheels are so big. The rocks get caught up, and they sling out of them. So we're just driving around, just knocking windows out, man. You didn't know. But, yeah, you're out of luck. Or as they'd say on the streets, SOL. Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer, but...
Do you have insurance for your car window?
I have full coverage insurance, but I don't want my insurance to go up because of this.
Yeah, that stinks. You can try to call again. Listen, I would exhaust my options and call and say, hey, this happened.
Yeah, that's plan A. Plan B is my own insurance.
Can I give you plan C, which I would not recommend for myself?
What?
But I do know, just candidly speaking, you know, you're not in the room, you're new, you don't make as much money as like Lunchbox Amy or myself. Fair? Like,
fair.
We're older, we've been doing this, You can have Lunchbox call for you. I'm just saying.
I mean, I have a way with people and he has a way. Done.
And sometimes things don't get done.
Yeah, but sometimes they do.
But he yells or he name drops. And I don't like that. But I'm just saying, don't tell me about it. But sometimes Lunchbox takes care of business.
Okay. Lunch, let's talk after this, okay?
All right.
At one point, though, Amy had like...
Roaches.
Maggots in her.
They were roaches, like tons, like hundreds of baby roaches came out of my cable box.
And her Lunchbox called, and he's like, "I'm gonna get you 10 years of free service. You're gonna own some of this stock."
Did he?
No, I gave her like a free day, but he did get her something.
And they came out and switched out my cable box.
That's right.
They had just dropped off that one, so I don't know where it came from, but it came with roaches.
Like he's not Mr. Results. But sometimes he gets things done.
Yeah, sometimes.
They may pitch in on fixing it, is what you're saying.
Don't even tell him what he's going to do. He'll just call him, take care of it. He's a fixer.
Okay.
I would go with Lunchbox. Is a
fixer. Right.
Hey, I'm from the Bobby Bone Show, and I'm going to tell on you. Sometimes he does stuff like that.
I will.
So just talk to him, okay?
Will do.
All right. There you go. There's our Morgan. Hey, Morgan, our producer, she drives down the road, and a dump truck throws a rock out. Boom, it hits the truck, and she got a big crack in her windshield. Hey, Carmen in Nashville, what do you think about this?
Hey, I think it sucks. It happens a lot. But if she, I have my CDL, so I know what about the Department of Transportation laws. So if that dump truck does not have, and she can prove that they did not have a mud flap, those are required. And if he didn't have a mud flap, then they are definitely liable for that.
Probably didn't have a picture of that. Morgan, you have a picture of that truck or no? No. Yeah, no, I guess you don't drive around taking pictures of
trucks. She's got the truck number, and they go out and look at it. If they're honest people and they say, hey, no, he doesn't have a mud flap, then they might actually play for it.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that call. Thank you very much. Hey, Rhonda, real quick, in Virginia, what do you think about this?
We have signs on the back of the trucks here that say this vehicle is not responsible for road objects.
So she's out of luck. Let's just be honest.
She's She's out of luck.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Well, Lunchbox can say what he can do about it.
You guys give up too easily. Ah. Just because they have a stupid sign doesn't mean anything. You can sue people when they say, oh, we're not liable.
You always talk about suing. You've never sued anybody in your life. You just see it on TV.
Nah, and he has that friend that's a jag.
He always says that.
He's like, yeah. I got a friend that's a lawyer that can help me.
Hey, Rhonda, appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
See you later. Hey, by the way, there's a Bobbycast up with Shane McAnally, and I hope you listen to it. Shane McAnally is like producer of Sam Hunt, writer of tons of songs. This is him talking about Kenny Chesney because he wrote America Kids.
And he's looking through emails while he's on his plane. I'm sitting next to him. And he said, here's an email you sent me 3 months ago. I never listened to it. At that time, Little Big Town had just started to record this song. They had laid down the initial tracks. And he looks at me before, 30 seconds in. And he's like, this is the song. This is the one.
So Little Big Town had American Kids. And then Kenny Chesney found an old email and was like, can I have it? And then they had to call Little Big Town and be like, hey, can he have it?
Awkward.
Yeah.
And he said, this is going to be my first single. If Little Big Town is that invested in it, if they feel like it's that sort of record for them, then we'll back off. But let them know that's where I'm at. And they said, you know, if Kenny is going to say that's his first single from his record, then we can't hold you back because we don't know.
So you can listen to that. Search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. It's like stories behind the song. Isn't that great?
Love it.
Isn't that a cool story? Okay, here we go. Oh, boy. Never going to get it. 78% of women say they regret this most about their high school years. 78% of women say they regret this the most about their high school years. That's most women. Think about it and call if you want. Maybe nail it, I give you a prize. 877-77-BOBBY. 78% of women say they regret this the most about their high school years. What you got?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Never gonna get it. 78% of women say this is what they regret most about high school. Dusty in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
I think it's they regret dating the same guy.
Ah, the same guy they got married to?
Well, just the same guy all the way through high school.
Okay, got that. Now, no, that's wrong. Sorry, wrong button. No.
Whoa! I was like, wow.
No, wrong button.
I was like,
sorry about that,
okay.
Dusty. It's been a long night. Sorry about that. Amy.
Their prom dress.
Ooh, quality answer, but no.
Oh, man.
Hey, I want to go over to our web girl who's 23. It's Wichita Morgan. Hey, what you got over there? What do you think it is? Because it just happened to you. You finished high school like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
What do you regret already?
My clothes.
Your clothes, she says. Yeah. Show me clothes! Lunchbox?
Amy, you were on the right track.
Go ahead.
But you weren't there. It's the prom date!
Oh, wow.
Prom date! Yeah. What?
Marissa, Virginia Beach.
So close.
Hi, I was going to say it was their long-term boyfriend, too.
No, Eddie.
You guys are all on the wrong, you're on the wrong track.
Go ahead.
It's tanning too much. It's too much sun exposure.
No. Veronica, last guess. It ends with you. What do you have? 78% of women say they regret this. Veronica, go ahead.
I think it's their hairstyle.
Their hairstyle. Wow. How about that? That is correct.
Whoa.
Congratulations. You did it. There you go. Well, nice work.
Mine was horrible.
Was it?
Yeah,
my own from
horrible.
Like 3 years ago was horrible.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to get you a prize. I don't know what it is. It's probably going to be a crappy prize, but I'm going to get you something. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't it cool? Let me ask you a real question, Veronica, because I appreciate you listening to the show. Where are you listening at in Indiana?
Columbia City.
Is it weird that we have this show, right, and we're supposed to be like this big national show, yet they don't give us crap for prizes?
Yeah, that's bad.
Right, like
good prizes.
Shouldn't we be like kind of a big deal?
Yeah, like iWatches or something, or Apple Watches. Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, whoa!
Why can't we get her an Apple Watch?
That'd be cool.
Apple
Watch.
I agree.
Yeah, like, we should have big prizes. But instead, I'm probably going to send you a piece of junk. I'm going to be honest with you. But
oh, come on.
No.
It'll be something good.
Okay. I'll send you something. We'll personalize it. But I just think we should have Apple Watches now.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Stay on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to say, she went right for it.
Like,
it wasn't like a free dinner.
Yeah. I'm she was like, for a new laptop.
Actually, I could use a Jetta. Our buddy Lunchbox here went to the movie. You went with your wife to see what?
Detroit.
Good?
Oh, yeah. It's hard to watch.
What's it about?
It's about race riots in Detroit in the summer of 1967. And, boy.
What time do you go to the movies?
Just depends. We can go in the middle of the afternoon or we can go at night. Just, you know, whenever we get time. You know, her just hanging out at the house. We got time to kill.
He's trying to
because
say she
she's
have
fun
a job.
Employed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you go watch it, and how did she take it?
She cried, and so we go get something to eat afterwards. And she's like, "Look, I'm done going to the movies with you. Like, if we're gonna go to the movies, it has to be a comedy, or else you go by yourself. I can't do movies that make me feel emotional anymore."
Like, period.
Period. Because like we saw like Moonlight a few months back, and she cried during that. And we saw Hacksaw Ridge. She cried during that. She goes, "I can't go to the movies and just be crying all the time. I want to go and just relax for a couple hours and laugh. So if you're going to go see something that has feelings, I'm out."
Wow.
This is a real struggle.
Is she pregnant?
I mean, those three movies
that you mentioned are pretty hardcore.
Hold on.
Amy, I have something you stepped all over.
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
Well, is she pregnant?
No.
I mean, I know that's probably not how you're going to reveal it, but it just seems emotional. Like, she's experiencing all these emotions, and why most women don't mind feeling, but maybe this is something new for her, and she's like, all this crying.
Let me just go off a little side road of that. Are you taking her to the movies only during her time of the month?
Ooh,
no.
Good.
Okay. No, it's just whenever a movie comes out that I think looks good and looks interesting and I want to see, we go to the movies, and she can't do it anymore.
So no more emotional movies with you. Are you going to go by yourself to these?
I mean, I'll have to because I like movies. I enjoy the cinema. Like, I like a good flick.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to say I'd never go to the movies by myself.
You used to make fun of me for doing that, actually, a lot.
And so now I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to because my wife is an emotional wreck.
I don't really have interest in staying in houses that people lived in as kids. Regardless of who it is, like, you could stay in the house that, you know, Freddie
Abraham
Mercury.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You give me Abe Lincoln, of course, maybe I want to stay in that one. Because that's from, like, the 1800s.
Oh, I'd stay in that one.
Yeah. You'd probably have an outhouse or something.
Donald Trump's childhood home goes up for rent on Airbnb. Like, I just wouldn't have an interest in staying in, like, Barack Obama's house when he was a kid, Donald Trump's house.
I mean, if you're renting a house anyways.
Steve Jobs' house. Like, those are great people, but it's just wood. Just concrete.
But that's where they came of age, and they started their journey.
You guys would be interested in this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
Okay, I guess I'm in the minority. Trump's childhood home in Queens has 5 bedrooms, 3.5 bathrooms. He lived there when he was born to 4 years old. So, he's a baby. Does that matter?
Yeah, that's where his mind started developing.
The home is being advertised on Airbnb, $725 a night, starting on Friday. The listing plays up the Trump connection, which I would do too. Like, I'd be like, Trump was here. Trump estate.
Now, do we have fact checks on this? Like, are they verified? Because...
yeah. It comes with a life-size cutout of Trump.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that's funny.
And you get a copy of his book, The Art of the Deal, when you stay there. $725 a night. Which, by the way, slightly breaking news, I get to finally list my place to rent out. A year ago, my place flooded. The guy that was he's working on a water main, and I lived in the condo building, and a water main busted, flooded. Everybody's all down below me. And so everybody had to move out. A year it sat there. A year!
It's crazy.
And it's finally, I was told yesterday, the repairs are done after a year, and I can finally list it to be rented. I cannot wait to not have to pay a mortgage on that thing. So,
well, you'll still have to pay a mortgage.
Well, but if it's rented, it's not out of.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just gonna walk away.
That's business talk, Lunch.
Sorry, business. What I'm saying is, what's going to be awesome is that hopefully somebody rents it. It covers the mortgage, and I'm also building equity.
There you go.
And the house is growing in value at the
That's what I'm talking about.
At the same time.
Hopefully you can rent it for more.
It's a terrible situation to be in, but I hope it ends up turning into something.
Well, that is smart to build onto it. I like your idea.
What do you mean?
You said you were going to build onto it.
Build into what?
Build what? I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, you said you're going to pay the mortgage and build onto it.
I'm not building onto my condo. I can't. I can't even Airbnb it.
I don't know what
because of the rules.
I thought he said build something.
The fact that he's able to hold on to it, it goes up in value as he is able to.
If I'm able to break even and hold it, it goes up in value as I'm breaking even.
Got it. I thought you said you were building onto it.
Building that up. He's not adding a room.
When someone's naked, right? What do you say if they're blank naked?
Oh. They are buck naked.
Buck naked.
Yeah.
Huh. Butt naked.
Eddie, you're the tying.
B-U-T-T.
According to linguists, the actual phrase is buck naked.
Oh, I'm a linguist.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
What does the buck stand for?
Yeah.
I don't know, but we think butt because butt's part of the naked body.
Right.
But the actual phrase is buck naked. Although I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that. Somebody's butt naked to me.
So there we go.
But the answer, the real answer is buck naked. I read it this morning was like, I got to tell the show this because I bet we're all wrong on that.
Buck.
A man in Switzerland spent $10,000 on a rare glass of whiskey. 1878 is when this thing was made. $10,000 on whiskey. Wow.
Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Destin Lynch has revealed that his new album is called Current Mood, and it'll be out September 8th. He says it's his most personal album yet, and he's going to launch a tour to promote it on November 3rd.
I love Destin Lynch. I even tweeted him last night that I thought his album title was fantastic. I hate when artists say it's their most current album, their most personal album yet. I hate it.
Ew.
And I said that last week. This is not a Destin Lynch thing. We hope it's your most... Yeah, whatever. I'm not even getting on this, but I want someone to be honest and be like, you know what? Really not that personal. It's all kind of crap that I found that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's their art. They don't want to put out crap that's good. So, of course, they're digging deep to be as creative and personal as possible.
It's always their most personal album ever.
Because they continue to get more personal.
Yeah. Anyway, pet peeve. What else you got?
Oh, let's move on to something more important, like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Evidently, they have put their divorce on hold, and friends say they think they might even be getting back together.
Well, holy...
Yeah, supposedly Angelina still loves him, and she's seen how he's quit drinking and worked on some of his issues.
Of course she still loves him. I mean, yeah, good for him. I wonder if it's the most personal relationship yet.
It is.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Eddie's over there getting ready for the morning corny.
Oh, my gosh, y'all are going to love it.
Okay, Eddie has the morning corny.
Yeah, you want a hint?
No, I'm going to do it right now.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
The Morning Corny.
Why didn't the Mexican go bow hunting?
Why didn't the Mexican go bow hunting?
Because he didn't habanero.
Oh.
That was the Morning Corny.
That's good.
Oh, man.
A couple things. One, funny.
Hey, how was that delivery?
Two, you're Mexican.
Yeah.
So
I can say
you
that.
You get to tell those.
And it's
just hot sauce, let's be real.
So now what? We got to tell white jokes?
Yeah, that's the problem is we can't do that. And so
what?
It's
the deal with Wonder Bread, huh? What's the deal with saltines, huh? That's all we get?
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, Eddie's going to keep winning if he keeps bringing the...
Dang.
The what? The Mexican?
Bring it back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe you're going
to
bring it back.
We can't do them.
Brandon Ray is here. He's going to come in. I hope you guys listen. This guy plays fantastic. Tomorrow about this time, Lindsay L. will be in. Her record comes out tomorrow. I'm being told it's our most personal record ever.
It actually probably is.
It is. And so she'll be in tomorrow. We'll be in awkward. I will tell you now, it will be awkward. She's coming in for this. It will be awkward.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, this guy named Brandon Ray is in studio. And we know Brandon. Brandon came in like December of last year.
Yeah.
So what happened was Brandon comes in and you were sick as a dog when you came in.
I was, dude. I don't know what was happening.
And I was bringing in artists that didn't have deals or just people I knew was really, they were really good around town. And so Brandon comes in. Do you know this story, Amy?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me tell it to you. Then you tell me if you know.
I don't know.
Brandon comes in and he plays on the show and he's half sick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Ross Copperman, who's a friend and a big time producer, is listening to the show. Ross won like Songwriter of the Year.
Yes.
Last year.
I'm familiar with Ross.
Okay. Here's Brandon playing on the show. They don't really know each other. Right?
We wrote one time like a year ago.
But it's like you're not buddies.
No.
So he hears you on the show and what happens?
He immediately emails me and he's like, bro, what's happening? I just heard you on Bobby's show, man. It was great job. What's going on with you? And at the time, I was in the middle of a publishing deal and you know, making a plan to move. And I was like, dude, I'm leaving this place and just looking for a new team. And he goes, well, let's meet. And so we literally met at a Starbucks in the Target and talked and hung out. And eventually, you know, we started working together a little bit more. And then eventually he introduced me to Keith Urban, and Ross and Keith Urban started producing me.
Wow. That's awesome.
From him playing on the show.
Okay, to answer your question, I did not know that story.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Man. I love it.
I can't believe people listen to this show. All right, so his name is Brandon Ray, and we've played a song. I think it's a fantastic song. It's called Ends of the Earth. How weird is it to have Keith Urban sing with you on the track?
It's the craziest thing. I always tell people it's a duet between us.
It's not really.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not. No. It was just amazing. I mean, the day we recorded this song was the day we met. And he pulled up, and he was just so gracious. He said, man, thank you so much for being here.
Was he in the Batmobile?
He was in the Batmobile, and he pulled up. He's like, man, thank you so much for being here. And I was like, why are you thanking me? Like, dude, I can't thank you enough for being here. And it was just, he's the most genuine, humble, most talented person I've ever met.
Have you ever seen Keith Urban's car?
No, but I'm now picturing a Batmobile.
You should. It's, what is it called?
Maserati?
No.
Bugatti.
Lamborghini.
Bugatti.
Oh, a Bugatti.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks like a Batmobile. What? It's awesome. It's as awesome as Keith Urban is.
Yeah.
That's how awesome it is.
But he's like, somehow still remains just like under the radar and humble with it.
Yeah, no
he's
idea.
Like, I'm rolling in my Bugatti, but don't worry, guys.
But he drives around and goes, but I'll give it to you if you like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, Keith, you keep it.
No, it's all good. Yeah. I'm good.
So Brandon's here, and singing with him is his wife.
What's up, girl?
Alyssa.
Hi.
So she's going to be doing this other part.
That's right. Yeah, she's going to be doing the harmonies. And we got Luke here on guitar.
There we go. And Brandon's got a guitar. So now.
What's up, boy?
There we go.
What's up, boy?
You're going to play. I haven't heard this song acoustic yet or played it at all. So here we go. Brandon Ray is his name. This song is called Ends of the Earth. And I hope you like it. And we'll see if I like it. All right, here we go. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. We're doing a show in Austin, the Raging Idiots, and I was like, dude, your song's so good, you have to come open up the show. So if you're listening in Austin, Brandon will be playing the show with the Nutty Brown with us opening up.
Woo!
That song will be a hit by then.
Dude.
They'll be like, why is he playing first? He should play last. I see it happening.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you
are. Okay, Keith.
Thank you. Just kidding. Can't really do it.
It's okay, Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Dang.
Do you have any other songs that you know, like cover songs?
Man, I could do some Bryan Adams.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes. My favorite.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. This is Brandon Ray, by the way. That song's called Ends of the Earth. I hope you download it. I go to the ends of the earth for you. Now he's going to play Bryan Adams. All right, what are you going to play here? Take the headphones off.
I'm going to take the headphones off.
Remove them.
All right. You remember the song Heaven?
I do. I remember when he did it, then the dance version that came later.
Oh.
Remember that? There was a candlelight version, then it was a dance version. Yeah, yeah.
This is the candlelight version.
Perfect. Nice. Look at that guy. That's the candlelight version.
That's about you, Bobby.
You write that about me?
That's about you, Bobby.
Dang, dang.
And Bobby, you're all that I want.
Mm.
Right?
Don't stop.
When you're lying there,
yeah. Sing it, Amy.
Isn't it hard to believe Bobby's heaven?
Your name's not Kevin.
All right, his name's Brandon Ray. His song is called Ends of the Earth. I go to the ends of the earth for you. Download it. Become a fan. Follow him on Twitter, Facebook. Go to his house. All that stuff.
Come on.
Yeah.
So
we'll see you at the house.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you're like genuinely nice.
We think.
Fun.
We think. He's so nice. I think he kicked puppies in his spare time.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Before you walked in, what you didn't know is these guys are talking about all the horrible things you must do because you're so nice.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking.
Good to see you, bud.
Man, good to see you. Thank you all so much for having us.
Download the song. And again, Brandon will be playing Nutty Brown in October with us.
October 28th.
Thank you, Amy.
Out of my calendar.
Back in a second. Hey, Carrie in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. How are you?
doing well. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I'm just calling to tell you how much I love Brandon Ray, and I just love how y'all bring on these new artists and expose us to new artists out in the industry. And I've been listening to you guys for a couple years now, and I just appreciate everything y'all do for the community, and I just love the show. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey! Well, first of all, let me say that I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
And, you know, I'm glad. And here's always the thing that's in my heart, is that I have this platform, and I try to do a lot of things. I try to be funny, compelling. I have great people around me. I like to bring in new artists. But I don't just bring in new artists for the sake of doing it. Like, I really believe in the people that come in. Like, we have a national show. It's crazy that we have a national show. Like, we should never have a national show. When we were just a local show, I was like, we shouldn't have a show. So I appreciate those calls, because it's someone like Brandon Wright who does not have a record deal. And I'm like, man, come in. Because it's a risk for me, because my bosses are like, why are you bringing in somebody that a record deal? Can I tell you a story?
Tell me.
A long time ago, there was a guy. I called him at home on the air. He was in the shower.
Yeah, he was showering.
He was in the shower, and he was like, hey, can I call you right back? I'm in the shower. And I was like, yeah, cool. Guy got his number from one of our salespeople. I was just a big fan of him. And he's a writer around town. He's in the shower, called him, and he was, you know, called me back, goes, hey, what's happening, man? I said, hey, would you mind coming up and playing on the show? Like, I'm just a big fan of your sound. He's been in a couple bands. And he's like, yeah, yeah. He came in and blew us away. New artist. Nobody heard of him. And then I was like, come back. He came back again. Blew us away. New artist. Nobody heard of him.
Man.
Third time he came in. Do you know where this is going?
I have no idea.
You don't?
He blew. I'm telling you, it was like heaven inside of my ear holes. And then I got the call. Stop putting this artist on the air. And I was like, why? They go, because nobody knows who he is. Stop putting new artists on the air. And I did. I'm a pretty easy guy to get along with my boss. Like, we see a lot of things similarly. And I said, listen, I don't want to stop putting him on the air. Like, I'm going to keep putting him on the air. And thank God that the CMAs happened and Chris Stapleton played on TV. Because that's who it was.
Oh, and that's right. Good story. You had me. I had no idea where we were going.
I have nothing to do with the success of Chris Stapleton's music or his record. Nothing. I have nothing to do with it. And I'm not saying I do, but I'm saying that because of the listeners, like, downloading things and supporting new music, I get to continue to do that. And so I just wouldn't with that. Like, the call right there, that's why. Yeah, and Chris Stapleton. And that's why Chris and I think, are so cool, is because, one, he's so good, and I just loved him. Like, and two, he didn't have that record wasn't even out yet. Traveler wasn't even a record. And I was like, you got to keep coming in. God, I just love it so much.
Yes, I do remember that. That is so cool. I mean, that's huge. Do you realize, like, what you did?
I didn't do anything except
but
I brought
you gave
in
a platform.
I brought in a new artist, and then that boss who called my boss, he shut up. He stopped.
Did you ever send him a message and be like, "Hey, you like them apples?"
No, he went to Twitter.
And I sent him a picture of my wiener. I was like, "What do you think about that?" My hot dog.
What?
I bought some hot dogs and was like,
"Oh, Oscar Mayer."
Yeah. Pretty proud yesterday. Lindsay L, also my girlfriend, also will be on the show tomorrow. She played the Today Show, and they were like, hey, come up and play. So this is taken from the TV, so the audio is not the best audio, but...
Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down.
I was like, dang, look at her go. It was good, man.
I'm a jewel out of sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you.
So her album comes out tomorrow, and I was watching from here, and I was pretty proud. And they asked her, and I don't know what this says. I hope she doesn't say it's the most personal record ever. They asked her about her album. Please don't say it's the most personal record ever.
It's amazing to be able to finally have music that I feel is me, and I can't wait for fans to hear it.
Pretty close to that, huh? Mm.
It's music that's her.
I know.
Finally.
What would you expect her to say? It's music that's not me. I don't know. I gotta keep it real.
That's what I'm saying to you.
I know. Keep your chin up. You know what I mean?
There we go.
Yeah, Lindsay will be in tomorrow. What's the age you can take a baby to a concert? Lunchbox is asking, because he went to see John Mayer and his baby there.
There was a six-month-old, I mean, not older than 6 months, in the row behind me, and the parents had those big old headphones on the baby. And I'm like, the kid does not want to be here. Hire a babysitter or don't come. Like, that's with...
Wow.
Look,
interesting.
You have a kid. I understand you want to have a social life, but there's times you got to... Their kid doesn't need to be out that late. He's 6 months old.
But babies sleep at all different times.
Correct.
Like, I mean, there's no sleep schedule for...
So do you, frankly.
Baby babies.
I understand that, but a six-month-old doesn't need to be there.
Talking about taking babies to concerts... Because Lunch saw one who was 6 years old, and he was like...
No, 6 months.
Sorry. I mean...
Well, there is...
A huge difference. Like, a six-year-old, okay, but a six-month-old doesn't need to be there.
Trevor in Georgia, good morning.
Hey, man, how are you?
What do you think about this? I'm good.
I have a four-month-old. I would not take him to a concert by any means.
Would you put headphones on him, though?
I mean, if... I just wouldn't take him.
Wait.
I mean... He's not old enough to understand the music.
But Trevor, you are old enough, and it's John Mayer.
Or it's whomever.
Yeah. Insert whomever. Your favorite artist
and
of all time.
And you can't get a sitter.
And your wife has to breastfeed.
I mean, I would have to hold off. I mean, there would be no option for me. I don't think my 4 months should go to a loud concert like that.
All right. Trevor, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
See you, man.
I always like seeing those babies with the cute headphones at concerts.
Amanda in Port Smith, Virginia.
Absolutely not. I have a 10-month-old, and she would be miserable at the concert. And I do breastfeed her, like Amy said, and I still would not take her. Plus, she's going to get super distracted. She wouldn't nurse anyway.
So you're a no as well?
No, absolutely not.
Wow.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right, let's do another one. Hello, Alyssa, Oklahoma City.
Hi, Bobby. I just wanted to say I had this conversation at a concert once. I heard some people kind of making the same comments. I have a 2-year-old, and I personally wouldn't take her to parents want to. Babysitters can end up costing more than a concert ticket sometimes. So, you know, if parents want to do it, then I think they should be able to, but if they want to deal with it. I don't want to, but... If they want to.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
What do you think, Bobby? Because...
I just think if it's John Mayer, I'm taking all the kids. Leaving them in the car. That's what I think.
Don't leave them in the car.
Old Dominion's sophomore album, Happy Endings, will be released on August 25th. Right now, you can submit your question for the guys to our exclusive Ask Anything chat. We're going to tweet that link out right now, at Bobby Bones Show. Every year in Los Angeles, they have this dating seminar, summit... For sugar babies. It's called the Sugar Baby Summit.
Oh, my goodness.
Where young women are taught practical skills on how to lead a life as a sugar baby. What a sugar baby is when you have a rich old man take care of you.
Yeah, it's your sugar daddy.
Sugar baby experts are invited as guest speakers to coach young sugar babies on such topics as how to set up their online profiles, how to negotiate allowances, and how to dress and act on first dates.
Oh, my goodness.
The summit costs $100 a day to attend.
That's awesome.
Sugar babies can be male or female, I assume?
I guess. I always think of them as like old, creepy men with young women.
Yeah, I know, really, but there are some sugar mamas with their sugar baby.
I guess so. It's just mostly, I think, guys are being old, creepy men with young women.
The seminar was, you know, we were equal.
I think they'll take anybody's money. I don't think there's an issue on that.
Oh, my goodness. Like... Oh, I just can't imagine. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't think that's ever the goal. I think that's always the fallback.
Oh. If you're investing in this seminar, why not? Okay, never mind. I get it. Maybe they need an allowance.
Maybe things just aren't going their way.
I get it. Okay, yeah.
I will be in Modesto and Monterey, California, both tomorrow night, Saturday night, doing my stand-up comedy show. If you want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. I think Monterey sold out. I think there are a few tickets left in Modesto, but would love to see you guys tomorrow and Saturday night. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm irritated a bit, and I think it leads to this segment.
So now let's hear your strong opinion on something dumb.
Can people stop trying to act cool by saying things like, "Am I the only one who hasn't seen a single episode of Game of Thrones?" Like, I must be the 1% of people who don't care about Game of Thrones. Like, okay, you don't like it. Okay, you're cool. I did the math.
Okay.
There are 323 million in the United States, people. 10.1 million watched the premiere. Most people haven't seen Game of Thrones. Most people.
So it's not special that you don't watch it.
Yeah. It's like 1/32nd of people have seen Game of Thrones.
So you're annoyed that people...
They want to be cool what they haven't seen.
Boom.
Like, okay, by the way, guys, am I the only one who hasn't seen Star Wars? Ugh. Yeah, like, I literally haven't.
Yeah, you might be the only one, though.
But I don't say it negatively. Am I the only one who hasn't seen The Lion King?
Yeah, probably.
I haven't seen it, but I don't care. Okay. I like to focus on the good things that I've seen. Yeah, let's. I did watch Game of Thrones last night, the last episode. Okay, anyway, it's good. I'm annoyed by that. You know what else I'm annoyed by?
Tell
us. This. Wait, do you have one?
No, I'll go after you, but I don't want to interrupt you.
We put out this, and we're almost done with it. It's our current single, and the Raging Idiots singles last about 2 weeks.
We're almost done with it.
Yeah, it's our comedy band.
Mm-hmm.
Get to play it at the Opry, which is cool. But it's called Chick-fil-A on Sunday. It's a real life song. I mean, so much of the stuff on the radio is crap, but it's not about real life. But this is a real life song, and so I wrote it, and it's just number two. It can't be number one, because some YouTube kid with 15 million followers, has a song. And he keeps beating us. And so that annoys me that I'm getting beat by some YouTube kid who put out a bad rap song about Kylie Jenner. We put out a bad song about Chick-fil-A. It should win.
And now the newest song from Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots, Chick-fil-A, But It's Sunday.
Someone asked me earlier to play the Chick-fil-A song, so this is for you guys. It's live, too.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah. To get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's the real life part right here.
I yell hello through the drive-thru, hello. Nobody answers me back. I look around for all the other cars. Where the heck is everyone at? I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful. I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's that. Download it on iTunes. I'd like to beat that kid. I think he deserved to get beat. Some kids just get it all. I'm annoyed by that.
Yeah.
Wait, this song about America.
Kid born on third base.
Yeah, that kid's born on third base. That's a great point. There's also a song we put up, and it's not out, so you can't buy it. But I put up a rough version of a new Raging Idiot song that Walker Hayes and I wrote together, and he produced it. And so Walker Hayes has the song right now.
Simmer on down tonight.
The new Raging Idiot song Walker and I wrote, but you can hear it. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
It's called Namaste. You like
it? Really good, yes.
No, come on.
I promise you, what?
I figured Amy would love it.
I love it. I could sing it.
I'm going to pull it down at about noon today.
It's clever.
It's up at bobbybones.com. But it's not done, but I want listeners to hear it. Anyway, let's talk. What are you annoyed by?
I'm annoyed by, when you give your opinion on something.
Me?
No, anybody. Okay. All of us. We are supposed to give our opinions on different news stories or this. And then people on social media say, oh, you've never been a parent. You can't comment on that. Or you've never been in that situation, so you don't know how you'd handle it. Well, if we're not allowed to give our opinion, then we've never been president, so we're not allowed to criticize the president.
Oh. You know what? I'm going to say this. I wasn't with you until all that because I was like, people... That's a good point.
There's a lot of things that none of us have ever done,
but we
all give our opinions on it. A lot of us have never been a cashier at a grocery store, but sometimes you get frustrated at the cashier. Sorry, you can't criticize them because you've never been a cashier at a grocery store.
Oh,
I hate that.
His head's getting red.
That's what it's all about is opinions. A lot of us have not done a lot of things. Get over it. You give your opinion on everything. You've never been a teacher. I can still give my opinion on being a teacher.
Attaboy. Hey, our station program director just walked in. Hey, his name's Gator. Hey, Gator. He's wearing a sleeveless shirt. Like,
What in
are you doing some Ty Bo or what?
Trying to be Bobby. I'm Bobby in training, man.
I'm wearing a tank top. Like, look at you, PD, in a
basketball, 6 a.m., Thursday mornings.
You play basketball today?
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't change for work?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Come on, give me a break.
Huh.
You didn't shower?
No.
Do we have a shower here?
No, there's no shower in the building.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. How's everything going with the radio station?
It's going great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, all good.
I was listening yesterday. I think you're doing a great job.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I really do. I was listening yesterday. I was like, man, the station sounds so good.
I appreciate that.
I don't always think that, but I was like, it sounds really good.
Dude, I appreciate that.
Yeah, anyway, back to
great morning show.
Stop it.
Thank you.
Why do you come? And this is a real question.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday.
Oh boy. Sorry. This is our station program director, Gator Harrison. Hey, Gator, how'd you get the name Gator, by the way?
It's not a good story, man. 1990, it was in Nashville, and my real name is Tony, and they were like, nope, that's too plain, because you had to have some stupid name, much like
Bobby Bones?
Yeah. So it was Gator, which makes no sense, because I'm from Tennessee my whole life. Just stupid.
You would think you're from Florida.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Or Louisiana.
By the way, it sucks to be, you know, a University of Tennessee fan, football fan, and be named Gator. It's horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Interesting. You went to John Mayer, and you didn't feel it so much, did you?
He is a savant. He is brilliant. But, like, I was so far away, I couldn't really kind of get into it. Nobody plays guitar like he does. But it was okay. It was good. My wife was all about it.
And it was too artsy for you is what I feel.
No. Dude, I'm all about art, but it was just... For me, it was more so watching my wife watch John Mayer. That did it for me. That was great.
That did it for you?
Heck yeah. Okay. Yeah. Listen, she can do what she wants to. Watching John Mayer, she still had to take me home.
Who's your favorite artist of all time?
Oh, holy crap. Like you, Garth would be on that list. I'm in country music because of that dude. Wow.
You get to go to one concert right now,
somebody
alive. They come to town. Who would you go?
Stapleton, 100%. I love to go to Stapleton shows. But I was a big Michael Jackson fan as a kid. I mean, again, it was more so the people that were different at the time and just kind of changed everything. Those were the people that I gravitated toward.
All right, well, yeah. I appreciate the talk.
You got it.
Here's our station
good
program.
Times.
Hey, why do you come down? I always wonder, why do you come? Because we're on a different floor of the building than your office.
Yeah.
Do you come down here to do something or so we see you and know that you kind of, I don't understand.
Sometimes I got a conversation with your producer. Sometimes it's just to say hi, like I would anybody else.
I like that because you feel present to us.
Huh.
And we're in this whole little chapter of our book that where nobody ever comes and says hi to us.
Yeah, well, come say hi to me in my hole sometime.
No, that's
I'd
upstairs.
Love to see you.
We don't walk upstairs.
No, dude, wait. I'm downstairs. That's how.
Oh, I'm like, right next door.
Oh, same
I know that.
Floor as you.
I know that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought he was downstairs, but I don't know where his office is either. But now I know where his office is. It's by the bathroom.
It's good to know you guys care. Thank you.
Can I tell you what song I really like, Gator?
Please do.
I like that Justin Moore song, Somebody Else Will.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's really good. It may be my favorite, and I'm a Justin Moore fan, but that might be my favorite all-time Justin Moore song.
And I'm, all-time,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh.
It's
so good, though, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
And again, bias, I know Justin. We're both Hog fans. If I need, I know, but this is still, so I'm going to play it right now. Can I play it? Do you care
yes,
if I play
please
it?
Do. Okay. Love it.
I'm going to play it. Gator Harrison, our station PD.
Yeah,
a little in-depth talk there with that guy. Sleeveless today, rocking those arms.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby
Bones. Laughing out loud on my computer last night. I was on my Instagram, and someone said, hey, do your rap name. And it's Young plus the reason that you cried last. And so my rap name was Young, last episode of The Office. That's my rap name, right? And so I put it up. Right.
Okay.
So here are some of the other ones. It's Young versus the last reason you cried. Young Kidney Stone. It's one of my favorite rappers from that.
Hey, yeah.
Young Crippling Insecurities. These are the listeners, right?
I want to hear that music.
On my Instagram page. Yeah. C. Mitch 1908 writes, my rap name would be Young Checking My Bank Account.
Dang.
So your rap name is Young plus the last reason you cried. Amy, what's your rap name?
Young, I can't get my kids home.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a
serious rap.
That's
right
a deep
there.
Rap. That's a deep rap name. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Young. I can't get my kids home.
Hey.
Lunchbox.
Man. I'm Young Grandma's Memorial.
Oh, man.
That's so sad.
God.
That's a sad, That's the saddest rap I've ever heard in my life.
Dang, lunch.
I almost
That's so sad.
No, Amy, don't.
That's so sad.
Now that Lunchbox did it, I'm like, okay, that's fair game.
That's so sad. No, don't. Go ahead.
Because honestly, the last time I cried was because I wanted to call my mom because my kids aren't here, but yeah. My mom's not.
So what would you call, what would your rap name be?
It's really long. I literally cried over this yesterday. My rap name is Young. I need to talk to my mom about how I can't get my kids home from Haiti, but she's not alive.
Yeah.
And I mean, I literally had a meltdown about that, but you know what? Oh. It's fine. I like that we can laugh about it.
Give it up for the 512, Young. She can't call her mom because she's not alive. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Yeah, I didn't like this game. Like, when I saw it on your Twitter last night, I was like, man, that's a bad little game going around.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's also therapeutic because you should be able, I like that we can laugh about
Absolutely.
It. There was probably a time I couldn't do that, and now that I can be, that we can, but Lunchbox, I'm sorry about your grandma.
Woo.
I'm sorry about your mom.
I mean,
I'm sorry about your kids.
Thanks. Bobby, I'm sorry that the office ended.
Yeah, I know.
Second time.
Yeah. Your rap name is Young versus the last time you cried. Eddie, what's your rap name?
Young Dear Zachary.
Oh, that's a terrible documentary.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, terrible documentary. C. Mitch writes, his rap name would be Young Kicked in the Balls.
Oh.
Dang, somebody did that to him?
Yeah, Macy Allred's rap name is Young, I accidentally stepped on my dog's paw and felt bad.
Oh.
Okay.
Raymond, what's your rap name?
I gotta go Young Adderall.
What is that?
What?
Why? Why did she cry on Adderall?
That's actually a pretty good rap name, though. Like,
yeah, I mean, it sounds awesome.
That's pretty cool. Young Adderall? Give it up for Young Adderall!
Yeah!
Man, wow, that's dark.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Listen to this story. This Uber driver started feeling something weird when this guy got in his car. And the guy said, hey, can you drop me off at the Sunshine Skyway Bridge? It's in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the guy was like, okay. But I started thinking, there's no pedestrian walkway. And this bridge is 200 feet above the water. There's nowhere to pull over safely. And people are known to jump off. And he's like, So he kept talking to the passenger. Learned he was sick. He had brain cancer. And he was going to go jump off the bridge. And so they prayed together. And said, hey, let's take a photo near the pier. You know, I'd like to take a photo together. Had a moment. Called 911. Sent them the picture. State troopers came out and rescued the guy. He's in the hospital, in stable condition, but the Uber driver was just like, there's a human hurting.
Yeah.
Let me try to not make this human hurt. And I don't know what's going to happen with this guy. And brain cancer, I know people have brain cancer and have gotten through it, and there's some who haven't. I don't know his story and how severe it is, but this Chad Farley, like, I read this story last night, and I was just kind of like, took a deep breath, because I was like, that's a really thing that he just didn't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. As I have, a trainer, I have a box. I feel like my Insta story from yesterday. I'm boxing, and sometimes I put up those Insta boxing videos just so Eddie sees them.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, you look. Well, we'll talk about that later,
dude. I would crush you. Admit it.
You feel real confident now, huh?
Admit it though. Like,
right now, probably you'll crush me because you're in better shape.
Mm. Well, my boxing coach, his name's Jared. My favorite part of the workout's the end when we pray, because it's just like, I've been killing it, and it's just like he didn't have to do that. He can just send me on my way. Like, hey, go work out. But he takes the time at the end of every workout, and I'm sweaty and I'm gross. It doesn't matter. He puts his hand on, if I'm on my back, like out, he puts his hand on my chest. If I'm on my stomach and I'm out, he puts his hand on my back. And it's just like a minute long prayer, and it's like the best part of my day. Like, it's really fantastic. And I'm always like, I don't want to tell him that. Mostly because I can't talk, because I'm hurting so bad. But it's really special to me. And this Uber driver, Chad Farley, that's a really special story. I don't know him. I don't know if he listens to the show or not, but...
Yeah, that is like...
That moved me a bit last night.
Perfect example of loving people. Maybe even someone you don't... Yeah, you don't know.
There's a guy, he's playing a video game. And he's playing with a loaded gun on his lap. And it fires into the neighbor's apartment.
Oh, no.
And that alone, you're like, what an idiot. But... The guy's playing Call of Duty, and he has an AR-15 in his lap. So,
he really wants
to be in Call of Duty.
Wow. Yes, police say Curtis was playing Call of Duty with a loaded AR-15 in his lap. It's not clear how the gun fired. Here's what police reported he told them. While playing the game, Mr. Curtis stated that he got into the game, and the rifle accidentally went off. The bullet went low, and as you see, very nearly missed his neighbor's pet.
This dude needs a real life. I like people playing video games. I think it's a fun hobby. And I think for kids, it actually makes smarter. Hand-eye coordination. Like, it's not Sonic the Hedgehog. That's real life stuff now. Like, it's tough. But this idiot's playing Call of Duty with a rifle in his lap.
Yeah, he wants to be the game.
He wants to be Call of Duty.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That to me is different. I'm not making fun of a video game player. I'm making fun of an idiot.
Yeah.
And there's a difference there.
And I'm glad the pet's okay.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's okay on that one. All right, so here's this. This is kind of wild. So before Chester Bennington from Linkin Park died, he had filmed a carpool karaoke segment.
Bro.
And James Corden talked about whether or not they were going to air it.
We will approach it in whichever manner his family or the people that were involved in that episode, however they would like it to be handled. We consider it to be not our decision to make. We will navigate it as delicately as possible and just adhere to whatever wishes they would want.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Ooh.
The right thing to do is, hey, let's check. Almost shut it down. Like, almost shut it down.
Really?
But yeah, check.
But what if you don't... But who do you check? All the band? All the family?
You check just the family.
Yeah, but the band's in it, too. I think...
It was the whole band. I thought it was just him.
Mm-mm. Because he's not... He's the lead singer, but he's not... There are two front men. There's Mike Shinoda and Chester Bennington. I'm a nerd. I know.
No, that's crazy. You know that.
But, yeah. So there's a lead singer and, a lead rapper.
Well, okay, let's say something happened to you and you had done something like that. And would you want to, if they came to us like, hey, can we still use Bobby in the show for this? What are y'all's thoughts? What would you want us to do?
I'm closer to you guys, though, than I am my family.
Right.
So you guys, I would say put me on anyway.
Right. So I'm trying to think of what Chester would want.
I don't know what Chester would want.
I know, but now I'm asking you.
Now
we know.
I have no problem. Once I'm dead, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you've said that.
I'm not here.
Right. Well, his band members may know. Chester would want to go on.
But what if his family didn't? His daughter didn't?
Well, then that causes some issues.
parents say that, and here's a doctor saying, don't let your kids play football. It's child abuse.
Well.
And then the parents comment after that. And listen, I completely agree. You can't be running, smashing heads against each other and not expect brain injuries to happen. I played football. I love football. I shaped my life. No, I would not play again right now.
But would you categorize it as child abuse?
To let kids run and hurt themselves and slam their heads against each other in their brains? Yeah, probably. Close. Yeah, don't think about it as America's sport and it's great for kids and men play football. Think about it as just humans running, slamming your head. You're letting your kids slam heads with somebody else. I'm running out of time for the clip.
Okay.
But what if you let your kids go and just punch each other in the face?
Hmm. Okay. Mr. Bobby.
I'm going to talk about this a little more. This is Dr. Bennett Omalu, a neuropathologist and expert in the study of the effects of concussions. He said letting children play football is the definition of child abuse, and he doesn't believe that there's any way to make the sport safer. In this clip, the parents are reacting to what he said.
Not going to change a thing.
I'm definitely concerned about injury, but I wouldn't equate this to child abuse.
Modifications have been made to take into account the information that's now available.
He begged to play. He's out here at his own free will. So, I mean, they can get hurt, riding their bike.
Riding the bike. Listen, and again, I think I'm the only one that learned to play football their whole life. And loved it, and it shaped me as a competitor and adversity, and I had the greatest coach that taught me so much about life, Coach Gandalf. Football is going to be done unless they change about 70% of how it's played.
because the more people learn about it, you see NFL players now go, I would never let my kids play football. NFL players who made millions of dollars, they go, I will never let my kid play football from what I know now.
And a lot of them retire all of a sudden when these studies come out. They're like, all right, I'm out.
Even last week, there was a player. He's like, I'm not doing this. I can't believe from what I've just learned that we're doing this. I'm out.
Yeah.
In his 20s.
Wow.
But just because it's acceptable and we watch it and we're entertained by it, we're like, no, that's not child. It's fun. We get to make our own decisions.
No, it's definitely thought-provoking.
Yeah, definitely is.
It is for love a lot football. Of parents.
Listen, I love football. I did a national sports talk show. I played. Everything about me loves it. But it is dumb to just slam heads into each other over and over again and not expect there to be. Your brain is smashing into your skull.
But football can survive, you think, as long as certain modifications are made to the game?
Many, many, many. As it is now, it will not survive 30 more years. They're learning every year. They learn more.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a bad thing.
Oh, that's
players
scary.
That we knew growing up as kids are now starting to, I would say lose their mind. That's not really, maybe that's,
suffer.
Yeah, hardcore.
Brain trauma. Yeah.
Not know who they are. Yeah. Not know where they've been. Jim McMahon. Even they're saying Brett Favre.
Wow.
But I know it's not the manly thing. You want your kids to play football. Yeah.
Well, it is such a, it's a sport that's integrated into so many things and are like from school to family to like it's bonding, it's what you do. So to have something like child abuse tied to it, I get what the doctor's saying, but that's definitely something to like really like sit down and think about. Because like all my nephews play football. I know if my son wants to play, we would likely let him play. Now I would be a terrified mom, like, oh, please don't hurt him, he's so little. But just to be thrown into a category of child abuse, but you are electively putting your child in danger. So I get it. It's just a lot.
It's a lot and quick. It's a lot and quick because it's like knowledge, boom, whoa. We've been doing it wrong for so long and we enjoy it, so we don't want it to change because we enjoy it so much.
Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
And we're letting our kids just pound, watch their brains hit their skull over and over and over again. Yeah, there you go. Good luck, game.
Yeah, thanks. And be like, hey, kids, we can go play something else.
There's a family discovered a 6-foot boa constructor's been living in their attic for years.
No way. For years? What was it eating?
Ooh,
rats. Yeah, rats. Yeah. Rats and bats.
This guy said after hearing weird noises forever, he found out that a boa constructor, and the boa constructor is 6 foot long.
Oh.
Which is crazy.
Huh. That's gross.
Do you want to hear it?
Nope.
You don't want to hear about it?
Nope.
Okay, I won't play it then.
What? We can hear about it?
I don't like, I already got chills you just saying the name. Ugh.
It's probably just the person talking about it, or is it the snake talking? Because Lunchbox is acting like it's the snake talking.
I don't like.
You can't even say snake, and Lunchbox
no, like that word.
Goes into the corner and he starts like rubbing his arms.
Because I get chills every time you say the word. I get chills. Like
snakes.
I can't do it. Like I see it on TV, I change the channel. Oh,
here you go.
Snakes.
Probably over the last couple years, my wife said she heard sounds in the attic. My son had said he heard sounds in the attic. I didn't think much of it. I thought maybe it was rats. It was actually bunking in the rafter space right above the Florida room chair where my wife sits.
6 foot, man.
Whoa! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
According to a new survey, those that are, you know, in their early 20s to late 20s or so, they base their vacation off of Wi-Fi, and that's almost it. Like, or Wi-Fi comes in first. It's not like, oh, where is the most beautiful view? Or where can we escape to go do this activity or that activity? It's like, what's the Wi-Fi like when we get there?
I'm down.
It made me think of Bobby.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Because I was trying to think, like, what am I going to do? And then I was like, but can I download movies and watch Netflix while I'm there? Like, mm-hmm. What's this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, they look at, like, you know, the hotel they're staying at. Oh, what's the pool like? What's the distance to go shopping or to
care
bars?
About any of that. How strong is the Wi-Fi?
Number one is the Wi-Fi bandwidth. So there's an easy way for you men out there to instantly make yourself more attractive to women.
Okay.
Got the one thing you need to know how to do, and you need to sharpen your skill at
this. Let's go around the room and say what we think it is.
Okay.
We got 30 manly men in here.
Very story.
Lunchbox, you're up first, my friend. What do you think it is?
Know how to kiss.
Know how to kiss. Instantly. Okay. How do you instantly kiss somebody without them knowing?
Listen, I just think that's what it is.
All right, Eddie.
Hey, start learning some funny jokes. Mm. You got to be funny. Get that personality going.
I say compliment her shoes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Hey, one of you has instantly earned the attraction from a woman.
Thank you.
Know who it is?
I mean, the women love funny men, but only if they're good looking.
And they love kissers. They love good kissers.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, Bobby's getting the girl.
What?
They compliments. According to a study, complimenting others will make you seem more attractive in someone else's eyes.
Wow. Oh. So. You tell that story in a really good way.
What? I do? Why?
He's giving you a compliment.
Oh my goodness.
Hello.
It didn't work.
Because her brain was like, Oh, I'm doing good.
You blew her away. You left her speechless.
What about that?
The person receiving the compliment has to know that she's being complimented.
You
did,
but you knew it and you were just like, wow, you're stunned.
Oh, I was so taken aback. Uh-huh.
You forgot you were married for a minute.
I was mesmerized. Thank you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay, so we know that the Taylor Swift trial is going on. We've been talking about it. But the dude, you know, that is being accused.
Flame shirt guy.
He took the stand and he sheepishly admitted that the incriminating photo of him looks awkward. And he couldn't say for sure where he had placed his hand behind Taylor.
Doesn't look good for him. The photo
does not look good. And Taylor's mom testified that Taylor instantly came up to her after it happened. And she was like, that dude just grabbed my butt. And so, I don't know, not really looking too good for him in his case. Little Caesars is launching pizza vending machines. What?
That's cool.
It's sort of like Sprinkles Cupcakes. You can go and they have a cupcake vending machine. And now, you know, I guess you can walk up to these pizza portals and put in your money and out will come a pizza.
Dang.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Get your balls on, this is a Bobby Bones show.
Hey.
Thank you to Brandon Ray, who came by today, just crushed it. Brandon Ray, he sang Ends of the Earth.
I go to the ends of the earth for you, to the moon and back.
I hope you download that song.
When I got my own,
sang Heaven from Bryan Adams.
Like I'm holding the whole world. You're the closest.
I hope you listen to the whole show back. There's just so much that happened today. Appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow could be the most awkward interview in the history of the radio show as Lindsay L., the first time she's ever been in as my girlfriend. We've been doing it for a year. She comes in, and the listeners and Amy interview her, basically, because I know how Amy does. But that's what I'm predicting.
I do awkward?
No, you make things. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.,
okay.
Lindsay L. in.
I'm ready.
Her record comes out tonight. Midnight.
The project.
11 Central. I hope everybody pre-orders it right now because it makes my life easier if she's happy. Everybody knows how it is. It goes, right?
No, yep. Yeah.
Okay, you don't think it's selfish. I just look for
that's right.
Yeah.
You know what they say? Happy wife, happy life.
There's no wife. Happy girlfriend, then Bobby's okay. That's what I say. We'll see you guys on Friday.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.